Good day, fellow investors. Welcome to the Modern Value Investing podcast with Sven Karlin, where we compound investment returns as well as investment knowledge in order to help you achieve your financial goals. Good day, fellow investors. We continue with our analysis of great businesses at maybe fair prices, and an indication here was for Nestlé and Roche. I'm not a specialist for healthcare, pharmaceutical businesses, so let's discuss Nestlé. If I look at the stock price over the last 30 years, Nestlé is a pure compounder. So 10x, great brands, and if they keep doing that, it will lead to great returns. And you want to buy a great business when the stock is relatively cheap, and we are now almost 30% down from the peak. US investors have it also with pretty good liquidity as an ADR, no problem there, and also traded in Europe and in Switzerland. We're going to do our standard categorization. Is it a relative buy, an absolute buy, what kind of absolute buy, and whether it is a value investment, margin of safety, so that you can see how this fits your portfolio. Let's dig immediately into the last results. The business is still growing, free cash flows increased as prices of food going down, thus inventories released, etc. Earnings are growing 8% in constant currency. Currencies go up and down, so that has to be adjusted. Increase in dividend, 3 Swiss francs per share. Everything looks good. Inflation, food inflation is declining, which put pressure on their margins. The brands, a lot of brands, you probably eat something every day from there. Then they are also always spawning into new things. Nespresso's demographics, food for older population, and then weight loss, whatever. And you never know which ones of these then into the Nestlé ecosystem explodes. The guidance, organic sales growth around 4%, and underlying earnings per share, 6 to 10% growth, and they continue with that guidance. That's their goal for the long term. Operating performance improving, okay, currency, some headwinds, but those headwinds can also be benefits, and that over the long term, the value is there and should adjust itself. The business, high returns on invested capital, and therefore, if they keep doing that, that is also the return you can expect as an investor over the very long term. They have some debt, and that debt is increasing, but given the low interest rates environment, they did decide to expand on their debt over the last 6-7 years, which is, okay, a move, and whether it is positive or not, only time will tell. Let's do the valuation and look a little bit at the business. If we look at the business with their assets, sale, purchases, and constantly chasing those higher returns on invested capital, actually revenues over the last 15 years are down. And net income, if we look at this, actually didn't move much for 14, 15 years. I then dig a little bit deeper and I see, okay, net income is there now, and they are using a little bit more of that for repurchases and dividends. Very steady on the repurchases, a little bit more in 2022, now 5 billion, but constantly growing dividends. And they are also investing about 2 billion more into new things, into CapEx, 2 billion more than amortization per year. And then there is a mix of cash acquisitions, cash divestments, etc. So let's put it an even there. But they do repurchases, and they have lowered the number of shares outstanding by 35% over, this is almost 20 years. 35%. If I look at the money spent on buybacks here, then those were volatile, 12 billion,
Okay, it's a big market capitalization. So they are now spending $5 billion compared to the market capitalization. That's a little bit less than 2% plus the dividend yield. So, okay, the buyback, the shareholder yield total is around 5%, which is not bad for a business like Nestlé. If they manage to grow 6%, that's 11% returns. That is not bad. Perhaps maybe a little bit more conservative dividend yield plus 3% growth in those earnings and buybacks, organic 9% should be more conservative. However, if I look at their earnings growth, 2.7% growth over the last 15 years, so not that stellar, but still the brands are there and it is what it is. Let's put it into our categorization and relative buys. I think Nestlé is a very strong brand and the P/E ratio of 22 is in line with the market's P/E ratio. So given the brands, given the quality, given the return on invested capital, one would say that it could be a relative buy at current valuations. The Swiss market softened a little bit, is recovering, Nestlé not yet, so it could be a relative buy, let's say. Is it an absolute buy? Without any shocks there, you have a 9% return if they keep delivering on the growth. They haven't been really that good on the growth, so that's why I say without shocks. But still, 5% buyback, 3% growth, 7-8%, from a great business, I don't think you will lose money over the long, long term. So the dividend is there, 3%. They might cut the buybacks, the yield goes higher. You can reinvest then at lower. And then with a strategy, you can build a strong portfolio component with this over time, accepting also volatility. So see how it fits you. Margin of safety, P/E ratio should be 12 or 10, 11. Then you say, okay, these brands, these values, this P/E ratio, then it is something. Now, there is still a 50% risk for down. Brand, cash flows, buybacks, dividends, buy more if lower could be the right strategy. Nothing wrong with Nestlé. I would consider it 50-60% from current levels, but that's me. If you want to see what I do, check my research platform.
Thanks for listening. If you have any comments, please let me know. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a 5-star review as it means a lot to me. Thank you, and I'll be speaking to you in the next episode.